Welcome to Everyday Design, the show that brings out the designer in you, living a life by design. Today we're going to have some fun. We'll be talking to interior designer Melissa Ali. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good, Derek. How are you doing?
Terrific, and really glad to have you on board with our show today. But before we jump into the show, first let's have a word from our sponsors, Harris Paints, Love It, Paint It, and Lord's Window and Screen Repair. And of course, when we're here talking about all these lovely colors and designs, you have to remember Harris Paints and give them a visit for when you're doing your designs. And of course, Lord's Window and Screen Repairs, those screens around your home, you know, some of them may be tattered. You don't have to keep them like that, because then the insects will have a way of getting into your homes and make you very uncomfortable. So please give Lords a call at 261-8732. They can do a free quotation for you. So let's jump right into the meat of the matter. We have Melissa Ali, and we'll be talking about the importance of a good concept. Now, what are we talking about when we talk about the importance of a good concept, Melissa? Because we're talking in the genre of interior design and decorating. So tell me, what is your idea of a good concept? How do you develop a concept for your home?
Okay, Derek. Well, what I always say is pretty much your concept is the foundation of your design. Mm-hmm. This is done typically at the beginning of your project, when you have signed an interior designer, and your interior designer is going to create something that captures exactly what you are looking for, and it pretty much directs the project from the beginning all the way to execution. So this is why we're talking about this today, because I want aspiring interior designers to understand that this is such a crucial part of the design concept, where you demonstrate colors and materials and inspirational details and so on to your client. And you know, you pretty much, this is your moment to shine at the beginning, where your client looks at what you've given them and they're like, okay, I'm confident that you are my designer. I'm excited to go through this process with you, and I'm excited to see the execution. So
now, I'm glad you spoke about aspiring interior designers, etc., because many of the people listening to us will be homeowners, and you know, they like to try a thing when it comes to designing their homes and making their home look a particular way. Of course, we want to aspire them, because you know, they have trained persons like you who know how to get that look fine-tuned. So even for the people who may want to try a thing themselves, or people who may have already done it, they may have said, well, you know, they may not have had that concept in mind. They may have just said, well, I know I like pink and I like blue and I like red.
Yeah.
So how does your concept vary from just an idea that I like certain colors?
Okay. Well, I mean, for homeowners who are looking to do this on their own as well, and even interior designers, I think a really great tool is the internet, and my favorite website is Pinterest.
I love Pinterest as well.
Like, look, if you want to inspire yourself on your project and you want to get ideas, go on Pinterest, create a board, and start to pin things that are drawing your attention, you know, things that catch your eye. And you look at that board and you see, oh, I like more than just these specific colors. I actually like the way that pink sits against that marble. Maybe use that marble as the countertop and then have pink accents in my kitchen and so forth. So, you know, I think really play around with inspirational images, and then you can really start to experiment with other elements of design other than just color, and even soft furnishings and so on. You start to see how things come together, and it really helps you to bring your vision to life.
Okay, now we're talking about Pinterest. Not everyone, the younger folk, will be very familiar with Pinterest.com, which is a website. It has lots of images, and you can type in certain words like door or coastal or whatever word you're looking for, whatever design concept you want to examine, and it will put lots of images in front of you that are in line with what you went looking for. And that website is Pinterest.com. Now, Melissa, what we will do, we will take a quick break here and we will jump in with some of the designs, because I see you have some designs, and we will upload those designs and we'll talk about those when we come back.
Okay, perfect.
Do you have windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.
Welcome back to Everyday Design. We're discussing concept creation with Melissa Ali, interior designer, interior decorator. I think more you're a designer than a decorator.
Yes.
And we're talking about developing that concept for your home. We were talking about Pinterest now. Melissa, you have sent us through several designs, and I'm going to upload those designs to our websites, which are facebook.com/designchallengebb, facebook.com/designchallengebb, as well as on Instagram, Interior Design Challenge, Interior Design Challenge. Those are the two places where you can find some of Melissa's designs, in case you want to take a look at them whilst we're discussing them on the show. And Melissa, I must say that, I mean, I've seen mood boards done before. Yours are quite immaculate. I mean, these are really very chic homes, very nice and inspirational. I guess this is what you call inspirational, right? So tell me about your inspirational designs. Let's start from there, because I guess it all starts with inspiration. You know your client is looking for something and you want to show them what is possible. How do you go about doing that?
So, again, going back to Pinterest, and, you know, as a modern-day designer, this is how I work. And I will always encourage my clients, and this is a secret. This is a little secret that I'm telling out here.
You're telling us a secret? Oh, my goodness. First on Everyday Design, everybody perk your ears up. Let's go, Melissa.
So, I know some other designers do this, but I know some don't. But I actually always create a shared Pinterest board with my clients.
Okay.
And I tell them, go wild, pin as many things as you want, whatever catches your eye. And then when they're done, I look at that Pinterest board and I really start to get a feel for what mm-hmm. they're looking for. And it's such a powerful method, because I've never gone wrong with it, because I'm literally seeing exactly what my client wants. And then I take that, and as a professional and as an expert, I then build my concept. And I say, okay, there, I see that specific type of material that they like in that image. Let's put it into the mood board. And let's create a mood board. As you said, I mean, the mood boards look very immaculate. And it's true. I believe that a mood board is a work of art. And there are several different ways that different designers do mood boards. A lot of them will include furniture pieces and annotate it and stuff like that. I personally like to do it the way you've uploaded the images, as the audience can see. Have it very organized, very detailed, high-quality photos. That is the key. You have to do very high-quality photos. Even if I like an image that just really speaks to my concept, but it's low quality, I won't put it in, because I want this to be something that is top quality that I'm presenting to my client. And it's all about selling yourself and presentation. And you know this very well from the Design Challenge, Derek.
Yes. Now, we're making this another step in. We talked about the inspirational images, some of which you can find on Pinterest, and how you have your shared mood board so that you can see an idea, you can have an idea of the things that your client likes. And I guess you're like a counselor. You once you see what your client likes, then you can pull out, you can get a better feel for what they're looking at. And then we talk about the mood board. I'm just saying that because not everyone listening may know all the terminology. A mood board then is where you is where you're actually creating the look and the feel and the textures, and you're putting them all together into one presentation so that people, when they look at this board, they can have an idea of what you're going to create for them. Am I on point?
You are on point.
Okay, great. So the mood board we're talking about, you've moved from the Pinterest mood board, or is this the actual mood board for the space you're creating at the moment?
Are you talking about the images that we've uploaded?
Yes. So when you talk about the mood board, you're talking about the Pinterest looks and feels that you're seeing there. Okay, I was kind of moving into the mood board in terms of when you actually pull things together based on the Pinterest look that you saw.
Correct. So, you know, as the professional, you know exactly where to go, vendors to go to start pulling this look together, you know, whether it's a specific countertop that's available here from Fiberpol or whoever, or, you know, it's a specific tile from somewhere, you know, put it all together in this mood board so that you're not just showing your client something from online, but something that can be done. And that is huge. You have to make sure that when you show your client something, you don't just get their hopes up. You get their hopes up, and you can bring it exactly to the table as is in your mood board.
And that's terrific. I like how you say it's tailored to them. I know one of the challenges we had in the design challenge, especially with some aspiring interior designers and decorators, was that they would try to create the mood board, but a lot of the judges would say they didn't get a feel for the room. It just looked like a catalog. So I'm thinking that this mood board, which some person may be doing for themselves or for a client, that it has to, they have to try and make it as simple as possible, but yet still it has to create the feel of a room. It can't just be items stuck to a page. You know, I guess you'll be at that stage in the Pinterest stage, but then when you start to create your own concept, as you said, it has to be personalized. It has to give the person looking at it, whether it's yourself or your client, a feeling of, like, yes, I have an idea of what this room is going to look like, how this room is structured, where the furniture is going to be, where the rug is going to be. I can see the layout of the room right in front of me.
Exactly.
With just a bit of imagination.
Exactly.
Okay, so discuss concept statements. What is that all about?
So a concept statement is pretty much, it's kind of like poetry, and I know a lot of designers don't do this, and some do, but it's something that most of us learn in school, and I think that a lot of us, when we go out into the real world, we forget what we learned in school, and there's a reason we learned this. There's a reason they gave us these tools, and it's our job now to go out into the world and use these tools, and I think a concept statement is so powerful at the beginning of a project, because it's a form of art next to your mood board. Your mood board is the visuals, and then a concept statement is the vocabulary that's going to entice your client. So I like to just, at the beginning, scribble down words that come to my mind when I think of this specific project, whether it's like outdoors, I'll just scribble that word down, or warm, or, you know, marble finishes and so forth. And then I'll curate it into sort of a poetic, very short paragraph. And
cascading waterfalls.
Yes. I mean, yes, exactly, because right now I have a client who wants a water fountain in their house.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, you just put that into a very poetic form, and just like the mood board, it's powerful in creating your direction. And even for aspiring designers, if they're not ready to go off on their own and they prefer to work with a design firm, me personally, having worked with design firms in the States, I've learned that everyone needs to be on the same page, because a project is often bounced around to different people on the team. And if we don't have a set concept statement, we don't have a set mood board, a set concept, then it gets a little messy. And it just, this is full circle here. It all comes back to your concept. Everyone needs to be on the same page. You, your team members, your client, you all have to be happy with what's going on so that you can create a beautiful project.
And the last thing you want to do is go in front of a client or present to a client and everybody's on a different page, because then it doesn't look very organized.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes a certain team member leaves the company and everyone's kind of like, oh, well, they were taking the lead on this project. What do we do now? And this has happened. This is why I bring this up, because this persons who are listening who want to become designers, this is something that, you know, if your firm that you're working with isn't keen on creating that concept stage, maybe you're that person that goes in there and says, listen, guys, this is a powerful tool. We need to solidify a very powerful concept so that in the future, and Derek, you know this, things start to get a little bumpy when you're executing a project.
Yep.
To reselect things because the budget's starting to get a little tight. And
unexpected challenges.
Yes, yes. That is everything about design. It's how much of a problem solver are you? And you always have to go back to your concept. It's a great place. It has saved us so many times having the concept to go back to. And it makes it just so much easier to make design decisions further down in the process.
Okay, so as we move forward, I think we talked a little bit about, you know, your inspirational images and things like that, and your sketches, your concept sketches. Is that similar to your mood board, or is that like a 3D sketch you're talking about?
So if you look at the images that we've uploaded, one of them that says design concept at the top, and then it says entry foyer. And you can see an elevation, and to the side you can see a collage of images. So this is sort of going the extra mile at the beginning of a project and creating some sort of sketch that is personalized and done by you. And then you have your images at the side that show, okay, this is the type of material that I want to use on the ceiling. This is the type of wall covering or the mirror or whatever it is that I want to use. And here's a sketch. Here's a sketch so you're not just looking at images. Here's a sketch so that my client who hired me, probably because they're not, you know, as great as envisioning, creating a visual in their head, because I'm here to do that for them, here's a sketch to show you exactly what, you know, you're going to get. So a lot of designers like to do just a very simple sketch, a perspective. Some designers even go as far as creating full 3D renderings at the beginning. And instead of, you know, going through a lot of the process of design, you just do the rendering. If your client loves it, then you start selecting everything. That's actually a new way that a lot of designers are doing it. But if you have an entertainment unit that you have to design for your client, it's great in the concept stage. You just do a little 3D sketch. I want to use a layer of materials, maybe, you know, a horizontal grain wood finish against this marble backsplash, and you sketch that out and you show them exactly how you want it to look. We're going to have LED lighting coming here. We're going to mount the TV in this position. We're going to have a vase with flowers in this area. And, you know, it really starts to make the whole process really fun for your client and for you.
Okay, Melissa, what we're going to do, take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and discuss some of these images that I see here that you presented to us in more detail.
Okay.
Do you have windows that need repairing? Do you need screens? Are you propping up your windows with a stick? Don't wait till the hurricane season to fix your windows and screens. Call Lord's Window and Screen Repairs at 261-8732 or 260-8633. We are your reliable window and door screen repair company. Protect your home and family with Lord's Window and Screen Repairs. Contact us today on Facebook or call 261-8732 or 260-8633 for a free quotation.
Welcome back to Everyday Design. We're speaking to interior designer Melissa Ali, and we're looking at some of the mood boards that she's created to us. Earlier in our discussion, she spoke about mood boards, which is where you're giving a client an idea of the look and feel and some of the textures and the colors that will be used in your design. And she's uploaded some of them. You can find them on facebook.com/designchallengebb, on Instagram, the handle Interior Design Challenge, type that in, and it'll help you to locate some of Melissa's concepts. And Melissa, I know you have your own web pages as well, where people can find the information.
Yes.
But Melissa, I'm here looking at some of the colors, and I'm blown away, particularly the one Design Concept Entry Foyer. I'm seeing you have some sketches. It looks kind of like a wet room where people can put their boots and hang up their coats and things like that. You have a lovely mirror that's done in like a black and white sketch. Very nice, very clean. But then on the opposite side to the right, I'm seeing lots of textures. One common theme is like a gold I'm seeing in almost everything, pulling things together. But I'm seeing various shades of like pastel grays and whites. And I find that It looks very high-end, very luxurious, very clean. So can you tell me a bit more about what you've pulled together here?
Right. So this client, actually, she loves luxury.
Well, I can see that. I mean, just looking at it, I can just look at the quality of the materials and the fine craftsmanship of it. I can tell that this is not your everyday home. But even if you're not a person into luxury, you can still have a nice mood board, can't you?
Yes, you can. This is the thing. You can absolutely achieve this look within a good budget. You know, you hire your designer, it's our job to remain within your budget. We will search everywhere to find you products that look like this, that are, you know, good quality and a good price.
So terrific.
Possible.
But I love how you chose the colors, the various tones. How did you go about choosing your different shades of gray and gold? And I see that on the top left-hand corner, there's even kind of like some wooden material, but yet still it blends in with the gold. It's not gold, but it looks gold. How did you go about selecting the various tones to work them together, to marry these tones into such a lovely collage?
Well, honestly, you know, the secret behind a good concept, a good, my secrets.
More secrets.
Is you really have to put time into it, Derek. You know, like anything else, you put the time and the work into it, and you will have a beautiful result. So
there's no shortcuts.
No shortcuts, not at all. And so, you know, when I had looked at my client's Pinterest board, and I got this feel from her. She loved a mix of contemporary with transitional. You know, she loves gold. She loves, like, this luxurious, glamorous look. And I said, you know what? I'd love to have this little area by the entry where, you know, when your guests enter, they're like, oh, this is really cool. Like, I don't really see a setup like this in, you know, a person's homes here in Barbados. This is very mm-hmm. elegant. And you have, like, I wanted to show wood slats on the ceiling. So as I'm speaking, you can look at the image.
I can see it, yes.
Yeah, with the recessed can lights installed inside. And then to the right of that, you've got a wall covering with these hammered gold rivets, and below that you can see the wall covering actually installed alongside some gold elements as well.
Yes.
And the mirror, I had selected this mirror, I think it was from Made Goods, and I placed that in there. I felt like she would love it. And then to the other side, you've got examples of gold bowls and accessories that we can use, different types of hooks so that you can hang your clothes up, a concept for the umbrellas, and perhaps we can find a product like that online. If not, we just have it custom made. And this is the benefit of hiring an interior designer. We can do anything bespoke, you know, like we can do custom elements for you. I never like to tell my client no. I think anything is possible. I really think anything is possible. You want it, we can make it happen. And I think that is such an advantage as a designer that, you know, you can really run with. So, again, in the image, you see the wood finish with the gold inlays. That's pretty much, you can have a piece of plywood, layer it, have your wood veneer on top of it, and then have your woodworker just do some inlays with gold inlays inside. You've got a beautiful piece for a little console or vanity or whatever it is. But, yeah, I mean, everything is possible within this mood board that we're looking at.
And as we begin to wrap up, tell me about the kitchen. I see you have a concept kitchen here. I see it has an interesting counter. I see some speckly colors in there. Tell me about this kitchen. It's a beautiful kitchen. It's like a very pastel turquoise, if I can call it that, with some gold accents and some clay-looking items, clay pots, and the down lights look a bit, pendant lights look a bit clay as well as the clay-colored with the chairs by the stools by the counter. So tell me a bit about your kitchen.
Right. So if you look at the mood board for this kitchen, you can get the vibe of the space. You know, you've got the terrazzo finish in there. You've got some blues. You've got the acrylic pulls on the cabinets. And then you can also see the light fixtures on the mood board that have that cork finish as well. Then you've got the herringbone pattern in orange at the bottom and the wood countertop. And then we transition over to the rendering, and you can see you get the same vibe. We wanted to create that same vibe that the client loves. However, as I mentioned previously, design can be a bumpy road. Sometimes you can't purchase certain items and you have to look for alternatives. You show your client the rendering and, you know, they think, you know what, I don't like that color. Let's try something else. So this is a perfect example to show how when you create your concept and your mood board, yes, it directs your project, but some things are going to evolve along the way. And this kitchen, again, you said it, the pastel colors. It's got a kind of vintage-y type feel to it with the clay pots and...
And I like the two-toned cabinets as well. You have some white mixed in there, blended in, really lovely. And just something for like our homes today. I noticed that in the past, when people are building kitchen cabinets, especially the area between the kitchen and the living space, they would have these overhead cabinets that if you're trying to look from the kitchen into the dining area or living area, you'd have to look under these cabinets where glasses are stored. And, you know, nobody's doing that anymore. Just in case anybody's thinking of doing that in their homes, or they have it and they want to modernize their homes, the first thing you can do is just take those out.
Honestly, Derek, we just moved into a house and my kitchen right now has it, and I just want to knock it out.
Oh, you just moved into a house and it's in there?
Yes. I know.
That is so funny. I did not know that.
Yeah, I know it's more space for my mom, but I just want to knock it out, put some beautiful pendant lights right there.
That'd be lovely.
Straight into the dining room.
You're losing space, but you get it in terms of the openness that you feel. Anyhow, Melissa, we're pretty much at the end of our time right now. I know time runs so quickly. There's so much more, but what we'll do, we'll probably try and have you on again sometime. But thanks for sharing your concepts, and we'll have them uploaded so people can see them.
Sounds great, Derek. Thank you so much for having me. This has been really fun.
Great. Glad to have you, Melissa. To everyone, thank you so much for joining us on Everyday Design. Join us again next week where we'll share more interesting concepts and ideas with you. Bye-bye.